WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hutt here. Welcome back to Stoic.com, your daily dose of resilience and balance in this crazy world we live in. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building a support network for your mental health. Because let's be honest, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? And when those curveballs hit, wouldn't it be amazing to have a squad of awesome people ready to catch you? You know that feeling when you're going through something tough and just need someone to vent to, someone who truly gets it. Having a strong support network can make all the difference in navigating life's ups and downs. We're not talking about a gaggle of yes men, though. I mean genuine connections with people who uplift you, challenge you to grow, and celebrate your wins big or small. So, what are some key takeaways to help you build this mental health fortress? First off, recognize the value of vulnerability. It's not weakness to admit when you need a hand, it's actually super strong. Sharing your struggles with trusted people allows them to connect with you on a deeper level and offer genuine support. Think of it like leveling up, and life sharing your vulnerabilities helps you build stronger connections and create a more resilient support network. Next up, diversify your squad. Don't just rely on one or two people. Having a mix of friends, family members, mentors, or even online communities can provide diverse perspectives and support systems tailored to your specific needs. Remember, everyone has their own strengths and weaknesses. Having a well-rounded network means having access to different types of support when you need them most. Speaking of online communities, let's talk about the power of digital connections. Don't underestimate the impact of finding people who share your interests or experiences online. These virtual spaces can be incredibly supportive and offer a sense of belonging, especially if you're facing challenges that feel isolating. Just remember to be mindful of your online interactions. Choose communities that promote positivity and genuine connection, and don't hesitate to step away if things start feeling negative. Another key ingredient: practice active listening. When someone in your network is sharing their struggles, truly listen with empathy. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and focus on understanding their perspective. Sometimes, just having someone hear you out without judgment can be incredibly healing. Remember, being a good listener doesn't mean offering solutions, it's about creating a safe space for them to express themselves freely. And finally, don't forget to nurture your relationships. Just like any garden, support networks need tending. Make time for the people who matter most, check in with them regularly, and show appreciation for their presence in your life. Whether it's grabbing coffee, going for a walk, or simply sharing a meaningful conversation, investing in your relationships will strengthen your support network and create a foundation of love and resilience. Let me paint you a picture. You're feeling overwhelmed by work deadlines, personal responsibilities, and just the general chaos of life. It's starting to feel like you're drowning in a sea of stress, right? But then, remember that amazing friend who always knows how to make you laugh, or your family member who sends you those thoughtful text messages just to check in. They reach out, offer a listening ear, and remind you that you're not alone. Suddenly, the weight feels lighter, the world seems a little brighter, and you feel a surge of hope and motivation. That's the magic of a strong support network. So, remember these key takeaways. Be vulnerable, diversify your connections, embrace online communities, practice active listening, and nurture your relationships. By taking these steps, you'll build a mental health fortress that will help you navigate life's challenges with strength, resilience, and a whole lot of support. Ready to put this into action? First, think about the people in your life who bring you joy, comfort, or simply make you feel seen. Reach out to them, send a text, schedule a call, or plan a hangout. Next, consider exploring online communities that align with your interests or challenges. And remember, being a good friend means practicing active listening when someone is sharing their struggles. That's it for today's episode of Stoic.com. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. By building a strong support network, you'll find the strength and resilience to face anything life throws your way. Stay calm, stay connected, and keep striving for balance. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.